Hello, everyone. Hi, I'm Miss Teal from the Miss Teal and Robin Show. Listen, tonight's podcast is special. I will be going at it alone, Miss Robin. She is out on vacation, so you will only get me. So stay tuned. The next moment you hear, it will be the podcast. Bye.
Spotify. Okay, I had to start with Spotify. Hey, Spotify. Did you see Kip Tyner? So that's the local news. Kip Tyner was talking about the violence in the community. And then, you guys, I got Kay Michelle. I got Eoki Simmons. And a lot of legends have passed away this week. You had, I think I saw O.J. Simpson. He was one. I even saw Mr. C. If you're from the hip-hop world, Mr. C was one of the legends that passed away this week.
He
was a popular DJ in New York who put on a lot of key people that we love so much today, like Biggie Smalls. I hope DJ Microwave come in tonight because I would love to bring him up on the screen so we can talk being a DJ and how important it is. But anyway, we're going to get into the topics. Once again, hello, everybody. Share the live if you don't mind. Share. Listen, also share the live with somebody who don't know me. Don't share the live with people who know me. I need some new people to see this here, Lady Leah. Right, Lady Leah?
That's right.
Let's get some new people. Share it to somebody else that you don't regularly share it to so they can come on and listen to the podcast. Once again, I'm Miss Tia from the Miss Teal and Robin Show. Miss Robin is out, but she'll be back. And plus, we also have others on this platform, the consultants. So if you've been looking on this platform and this channel lately, you've been seeing two guys. They are the consultants. They'll come on once a month talking from their perspective. Listen, I'm a creator.
Yep.
I get creative. And I love to bring on different views, different people talking about different things. I shouldn't share what else I'm trying to do, right? You shouldn't share everything, right, Lady Leah? What you think?
Well, sometimes you can't tell your dream because you're so
okay. What's wrong with people?
Yeah.
But I'm looking for two more people to talk hip hop, right?
Yeah.
Listen, if you are in the queue, drop down and say what's up. Say hello. It's okay. I ain't gonna bite. This week was crazy. It was crazy. I was fighting all week. Somebody at the door, Lady Leah. Who is it? Julia. We in the hood, honey. We answer the door on the live. Yes. It looks like my nephew. Hey.
Where that shirt is.
Hi. Put your shirt on. Okay, outside. Let's get back to the show. Listen, that's life. But anyway, great topics. I got a great word of today. Y'all know the motto over here. The motto is we want to make you laugh. We want to make you think. And while you're doing it, we hoping that you change. That's key. Change. Word of the day. Y'all ready for the word of the day? This is so good because we got a great show. So let me get the stuff out the way. Let me get some of this stuff out the way. Listen to this, Lady Leah. Now, you need to help me with this one. I want y'all to help me with this, too. Listen to this. The word of the day, Lady Leah. It says, when you learn that their behaviors has more to do with their internal struggles than with you, that's when you learn grace.
Yes.
Like, do y'all hear me? Let me say it one more time, because I think people need to sit with this, because we're going through this. Listen to this. I think I've been both of these people. This is two people here. I've been both of these people. Listen, Lady Liv. Listen, everybody. It says, the word of the day, when you learn that their behaviors has more to do with their internal struggles than with you. See, I ran into a couple of crazy folks this week. And because I knew that they was dealing internally, I ain't even get crazy. I just held myself. Okay, let me get back to the word. It said internal struggles. Then with you, that's when you learn grace. But my question, Lady Liv, is do I get to be tired of crazy people coming up on me? Could I ever get to be tired?
Well, when you get that answer, come on and bring it over.
Do I always have to be the one holding the gray stick?
Yep.
And everybody else get to act up? this is what I wanted to say, because like I was telling you, I've been both of these people. I've been the person who always act up and got a problem, and I'm also the person who always got to show grace to the people who always act a problem. This is what I'm going to say to the people who always got a problem. Folks don't want to be around you because you always got a problem. Get it together. And they tired of showing grace to you. I'm sorry. You know, we don't think that people should say that because we was taught to always have grace. But people get tired, Lady Liv. People are tired of always having to be the bigger person. So let me tell you what they'll do. When they see you coming, they'll run. Mm-hmm. When they see you coming, they'll get away from you because they know you always got a problem. So that's the word of the day. Once again, when you learn that the behavior has more to do with their internal struggles than with you, that's when you learn grace. All right, y'all still making me be the big one, huh? Tired of all this here.
Oh, that's just so
good. I'm gonna start being crazy too, like everybody else.
Showbiz.
I'm gonna start being crazy too. The title of the show, I don't know if you guys go to how long you guys go to Miss T or Miss Robin. You did? On Facebook? You on Facebook, right? It should be your friend. I'm helping Lady Liv get on, you guys. Hello, everybody that's coming in the room. I know you're watching, so I'm not going to shout you out. But tell your friends, come in the room. I hope y'all like that word of the day. The title of the show, listen to this. Lady Liv, the statistic says this. Do you know the new statistics that come out lately have said a healthy home depends on a healthy mother? I know.
Yes.
I know.
Because mothers is really the first love that a child has.
Come on.
And she the one teaches them. But if you ain't got nothing in you to teach them, right, you getting what you got out of them.
But that's, I guess that's the healthy mother part.
Yes.
But a lot of people always felt like a father and a mother in the house is the results of a healthy home. But the new statistics coming out today, and I believe it's because there's a lot of single homes. So they realize that a healthy home is a healthy mother.
Yes.
I guess when you can heal the mother, she put into the children.
Yes.
You know, a wholesome kind of attitude, outlook, relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
Did you do it?
The father help. Mm-hmm. Because if the mother happy,
yeah,
the father can, he gonna be there to make it work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, to everybody who's sending me a message right now, stop sending me a message. I'm on the live. Come on the live and quit playing. Quit playing. I wanted to share this too. Did I do that? Did you understand what I was saying? Do you believe in that? They said a healthy mama. What y'all say? Do you believe that a healthy home for children is a healthy mother? But then you have to define what is a healthy mother. You know, a lot of people have seen so much dysfunction.
Stick with the morals and the values, whether she got a man there or not.
Mm.
And she instills it in her children.
Mm. Wow.
And that fan
is. I like that. Do you want me to help you? Go to Facebook. I'll kick it in. Y'all, hold on. I got to get Lady Leah right. She my co-host today. Yes. Hold on. Hold on. Your phone hot, Lady Leah.
I just took that off the channel.
Okay. This you right here. There we go. Hold on, y'all.
Yeah.
Yep. Here, push that. Push that face up there. Push that. Sometimes it gets bad. It get crazy. Did you hear that now? Let me see. Pull it up.
Yeah.
You on it now? Yeah. All right. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm going to get into the show. Hey, everybody. Hey, Junior. You want to co-host with me tonight? Do you want to co-host with me tonight? Come on. You want to say hey to the people? Come on. Come on, let them see you. Come on. Say hey to the people.
Hey.
Oh, my God. You're so handsome. Great topics. Once again, how was you guys' week? Mine was crazy. I just showed y'all some stuff. You know what, Lady Liv? When I first started this podcast, this guy, he wasn't a mentor, but he was somebody that I was inquiring. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was, you know, I was talking, I said, what do you think about this idea? This is what I'm trying to do, blah, 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 blah. And he was telling me something like, he was saying, who is your audience?
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say. You know, normally when, let's say you're in this creative space, this is people who are creators, who wondering how to start this. This guy, he was like, who's your audience?
Yeah, who you gonna be?
Yeah, who you, and yeah. So, you know, we would say everybody, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you would think. But he said, no. And I puzzled this for a long time. Like, what do you mean? He kept saying, no, no. So he kept saying, who is your audience? Now I'm saying this for people who's getting into this space. This could be if you are being an entrepreneur, whatever, you have to find your audience. And it just hit me today. When it said, who's my audience? The lonely, the underdog, the lame, the dumb, the not enough, the people who the people who have been counted out. Like, seriously, I just really had to figure out who is my audience, because you gotta be specific in who you talking to.
And who don't have the voice.
Who don't have the voice. Like serious, the underdog. Some people would say the hood. Mm-hmm. Right? Junior, we putting you out of here. We putting you out. We on the live. We're gonna put you out. You in or you out, Junior? In or you out? But anyway, you know, so I just kind of figured that out. So that it's kind of helping me with my message. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So as we going through this, Lady Liv, this is challenging for me. Because I'm finally trying to put this thing in order, right? Mm-hmm. So shout out to everybody who was counted out, who felt like they weren't good enough, who felt like they was left alone. Some mothers who feel alone. Men who think they're not enough. Man, it's so many people who's struggling eternally and who are scared to express that they need help. Listen, I have no education at all. I ain't went to these big prominent schools. I'm just a girl who was anointed and decided to do what I felt like God is telling me to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I hope that I can give you something that you can take into your moment and make a great cake with it.
And let them know I'm the voice for the voices.
I'm the voice for
And we are all get together and pray. And
well, this is a community type of thing.
Yes.
I tell y'all all the time, this is for the community. I always said this too. A lot of people do not like to hear from certain people in the community. They act like they do. But when you really speak up, you become a problem. They really don't want you to. Okay, but we ain't going to get into those people. We got some great topics tonight. We got some great topics. Our first topic tonight, did I get into that? The eclipse.
That's week. That's something else. Now we got to find out the meaning of it. Can someone tell us what is your thought on the meaning of the eclipse?
The eclipse, everybody. Everyone went crazy this week. Due to the eclipse. And you know me, I'm nosy. I'm watching, and I noticed that a lot of people was getting married. A lot of people were standing up under the eclipse because they felt like, it was told that this is a new beginning. I don't know if people really know that. Because since I've been born, how many eclipses you done had since you've been born, Lady Leah? You remember?
When they come, every... Every 20 years.
The eclipse. See, thank you, Junior. Okay. Come right here and tell the people. Junior, he's my co-host too. So the eclipse come every what? How many years?
20.
Every 20 years? Oh my, every 20 years. Mm-hmm. How did you know that?
Because I was at school and I was learning how the eclipse gonna come.
Wow.
So I studied. Me and my class.
And every 20 years. Well, they teaching y'all something over there at their schoolhouse, ain't it? Wow. Oh, that's good. You know what? Thank you. You're my co-host. You want to get in the camera? Mm-hmm. You want to sit up here with me? I don't know. Some of the topics may be a little risque. And I don't want your mama and them to get me. So how about you just sit right there, and then when I need you, because you're a little smarter than me, I'm going to call you over, okay? All right. Every 20 years, Junior said, that the eclipse come. But I was researching and looking, but a lot of people said that's a new beginning. It's a new moon, a new beginning. And I saw on TV where a lot of people was getting married or renewing their vows. A lot was going on. But anyway, how did you manage with the eclipse? Did you see or feel whatever it is that you felt?
I know one more thing.
What?
So they blocked the sun because in our state it didn't happen. So when they happen in other states, when the light up is going up a little bit, then it go, then the thing go really dark in the city.
Oh. And
then the sun come back out.
So in our part of the state,
it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Oh, we didn't even get a partial of it. Wow. So did you still participate?
They had it on the news.
Oh.
Like, we watched it on the news.
Well, did you guys still go outside and put shades on?
Uh-uh.
No?
All right.
Is you smarter than a fifth grader? No. Okay. All right, you guys. So, listen, thank you, Junior, for being here. Maybe you needed to come. He talked about the eclipse, the Ramblin' segment. Let's get to this first topic because we don't have all night. Thank you to my co-host, Sexy Red. If anybody knows Sexy Red, she's a modern-day rapper. Wait a minute, my co-host. Co-host, I don't want you to. You know Sexy Red.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Okay, wait. Don't say nothing yet, because I don't want you to know Sexy Red. But anyway, if anybody sees Sexy Red, you guys, Sexy Red was put out of a high school in St. Louis. The people, the principal and the people who invited her to the school, they said when they invited her, she came and she smelled like weed, marijuana. And they said the school kicked her out. They told her they no longer desire for her to come to perform for the school. And I think she was performing for high school students. So she got upset. This is what she said. She said, they gonna put me out. Hold on, let me see if I can sound like her. She said, they gonna put me out talking about I smell like weed. You did, Sexy Red. You smelled like weed. So, Sexy Red, the school, you know, did the right thing. They put her out because
but
she smelled like red. She smelled like weed.
Take a person like this and they know what she represents.
Exactly.
To a school.
Exactly. That was
what
my that was my next question. Why would the school arrange for Sexy Red to come to talk to the kids knowing the kind of artist she is, right? She's a hip-hop artist. And to be honest with you, she is a X-rated hip-hop artist.
Right.
You need a parental sticker on her. Wait. See, this is the reason why my co-host really got a lot to say. Co-host, I don't want you to talk about this. Thank you.
Well, that's who looks at
well, and this is who they was trying
to. This is what we as parents need to put a parental guidance on what they listen to. But now everybody got the freedom of speech. So the children, they let you know. I have a right to speak.
You know, parental advisory was on the music when I was coming up in the 90s. I think Dolores Tucker was one of the people who fought for to have that sticker to let people know that this music is explicit and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And maybe you should think twice about allowing your kids to come.
That comes back to
freedom of speech.
No, the parents. The parents.
Right.
Because when we played the blues, y'all was in the back room with your popcorn and your drink.
Okay. This is what I wanted to say, too. I fought the school.
Yeah.
Me, I do not fault Sexy Red because I feel like everyone knows who she is, at least from this community. So I fought the school, and I think the school should be held to to that fault, mm-hmm. because they invited a X-rated artist.
Did she go to school there?
I don't know. I don't know if she went to school there.
When she wasn't doing music then.
Oh, when she didn't go to school there.
Yeah.
Co-host, I don't want you to talk about Sexy Red.
Well, he did clarify that.
Co-host.
She went to school there, co-host, so I guess they were bringing one.
Co-host, why you? Can you not like Sexy Red, co-host? Could you wait till you get a certain age to like Sexy Red? Uh-huh. Thank you. So could would you agree with me?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be a certain age to like Sexy Red?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Because I see, and now see when you ask the children, even the children know what's best.
That's funny.
Right. See this, even the children know. I don't think I'm ready. I think I need to be a little older. Thank you, co-host. You're a little smarter than I thought. Who your mom and dad is? Mm.
I do.
You know your mom and dad. Okay, well don't say their name because they might put me in jail. Okay. Candace said, when I was growing up, I didn't have the rights of freedom of speech under my parents' roof once I moved out and started paying my... Exactly! So, to be honest with you, I think the kids are longing for that guidance more than we realize. Yeah. Because even this young man right here, he acknowledged that he should not listen to Sexy Red until a certain age. So that alone, come on, parents, do y'all hear this? That alone tells a lot. The child even knows.
The children want that, but right. If they own their own, they're gonna do what they want.
Right. So I really like that. That's honorable. I love that. So like once again, I blame the school. The school's supposed to be a safe place for the children, and I think out of all means, they should protect the children. And if Sexy Red was to do a concert, it should be something that they find on their own. Okay, let me move on. Huh?
Like Sexy Red should do something. To sing about Jesus, like it would be a more smarter idea.
Oh my God! You think Sexy Red will become a matron after a while? She may. You know, Mary Magdalena was an old heifer.
But did you hear Sexy Red? You need to be singing about Jesus.
She said, he said, the children Sexy Red. They said, he said, you need to be singing about Jesus. Now, this is at the mouth of babes. I didn't say this. Hello, Makisha. Hello, darling. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. All right, let me get to the next topic. Listen to this, you guys. I don't know if you guys seen the reboot of Good Times. Do any of you guys remember Good Times? This was a 70s show.
Yes.
Now, I wasn't born yet.
Too.
I wasn't born yet because I'm an 80s baby. But this was a 70s show. And they rebooted it now. They're making it a cartoon. And it's about the what were they?
Project Chiller.
They were
in the ghetto.
They were a family who grew up in the projects, and they rebooted it, making it a cartoon. Now listen to this. I don't know. Go and check this out. Good Times. But a lot of people in the community, the black community, not so much just the black community, the creators and the people who acted, who was actresses and actors of that time, they're very upset about the reboot. They do not like that the reboot does not show progressiveness from the black community. What you think about that? They feel like, some of the actors feel like that the reboot should show that the black community from the project should show progressiveness. But this
what they grew up out of.
Yeah.
Okay, we came out the project.
Yeah, but to be honest with
you, it was good show even when I was coming at all, because it still showed the mother and father together there and the children with different personalities.
Yeah.
And how dad and mama handled it.
Right.
And they made it funny.
Right. So if you listen to the show, it was a two-family home who stayed in the project raising their three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the people felt like it should show the next level of what a black family who left the project. But I do not believe that they got that script. Listen, once you sell that script to others, they can do what they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
So what the script should have been, what does the black family look like after they left the project?
Right.
What the script looked like now is, we're still showing the project.
But see, they canceled it or ended it and they were still there.
Yeah.
But then, like you said, they should have wrote a script when they got out.
Well, right, because in the end of the last show, the end of the good times, the last one, they were leaving mm-hmm. the projects. So if they would have followed that family,
yeah.
then the sitcom could have went there. But I don't believe that the sitcom targeted that. The sitcom targeted just the projects. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, it still looks the same. Yeah. I wanted to say, I don't understand. Have they been to the projects lately?
Well, we got Janet Jackson.
Because they still look the same.
And who are the Lady Bulls? She's yeah. pretty, too. You know, so we got some stars out of it.
We got some stars out of it, but a lot of people felt like that it should be progressive. What do you guys think? Do you feel like the new reboot of The Good Time, should have used the previous family, followed them to the progressiveness of the black community, or like the reboot is doing now? It's just talking about the current state. It's not talking about nothing in the future. Mr. Richardson, hello, darling. How are you? The consultant is in the house. He said, remember, Thelma's husband became a professional football player. Exactly. And Thelma, the actress, she said she felt like it should have followed them in their new state. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I want to say to creators. When we hand our creation off to other people, they are able to do what they want with it. If you don't have control with it, yeah.
If you gave them their copyright, yeah. they can do what they want with it.
If you gave them their copyright and they paid you, they can do what you want to. And I think we have to be careful with that. When you created something, once it leaves my hand, I sell it. I can't tell somebody else what I done sold it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Y'all get what I'm saying? They sold the rights. They sold the they sold a storyline to people. And it's sad that people would take the struggles of such people and keep it in this crazy place. I would love to see a story like a Cosby. We don't have those stories anymore.
No.
I hate to say this, and I don't want to go here. But to me, I feel like our story is only struggle. If you think about it,
that's what they portray.
They portray our story as only struggle, you guys. And I think we need to work on that. Candy said, I think it's a true reboot, then it should stay the same. If it's a continuance of a series, then it should, right. But once again, once you give that over, you don't have the control. But I feel like this, and I hope I'm speaking to directors. Hey, Shanita. Hey, darling. Blah, blah, blah. I'm speaking to directors. I'm speaking to people who sits in these seats, who's able, who have the money to do this. Give us some positive outlook. And it's so sad we have to beg other people to show us in a positive light when we need to have that position ourselves to show ourselves. When Bill Cosby was doing that, he was put out. Let's tell the truth. When Bill Cosby, oh, y'all ain't gonna like this. When Bill Cosby was trying to tell the black community to stop saying the N-word, pull your pants up, give yourself a new outlook, they persecuted him from the black community.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. I said it, and I ain't taking it back. Put Bill Cosby issues on the side. I'm talking about when he was trying to change the perspective of how black people was looking on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
People was mad with him. I said it. Come on, let's be honest.
True.
Let's be honest. Now, I don't know who was behind the people when he was trying to change the outlook of how we should look on TV, but when he was doing it, people was mad. You guys was mad to the point where you ganged up on them when they came out with all this stuff. Come on, let's tell the truth. I don't think we would ever have another Huxtable visual. Because somebody is depicting that we don't progress. Huh? I know I'm the voice for the this, for the that, for the dumb, the lame, the unrighteous. But guess what? At some point, hold up. Let me go to the word. What a letter of the day. What a word of the day. I tore it up. But that's... this is good. Hold up. But at some point, internal struggler... Huh? You got to come out.
That's right.
Because the view of you is very ugly. Come on. Candace said, I would rather see a continuation of the storyline to see where it ended up. Exactly, Candace. And that's what a lot of people are saying. Show progressiveness from this community. Because we got a lot of millionaires. We got a lot of billionaires, right, Junior? We even got big. Do you know a billionaire from our community? Come on.
Jake Paul?
Oh, is Jake Paul? I don't think Jake Paul won.
I think he's a millionaire.
Oh, he's a millionaire, but that's even good, isn't it? That's good. Is he a basketball player?
Jake Paul. No, he's a fighter.
What you want? Oh, Jake Paul. Okay, Jake Paul. I don't think Jake Paul, he is from my community. He sure is, Junior. I ain't gonna even separate it. Jake Paul, what do you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up, Junior?
I want to get a job like my dad.
What? Yes. Follow your dad in footsteps. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, ain't no wrong with that. Do that. I think Jasmine and Edric is raising up a nice young man over here. Y'all doing a good job. I thought y'all was some slushes as parents. Y'all looking good over there. Okay, Arthur Richards said, people want to keep us stagnant. Yes. It's sad to say that. But I think that's what people are saying. Show progressiveness. But once again, when you allow people to tell your story, they tell it whatever way they want to tell it.
That's right.
So you got to tell your own story. And you know, this ain't trying to rag on nobody, you know, because when we talk like this, people get offended or scared. Why when we talk about, let's say, progressiveness, it scares people? Why? Why when we talk progressiveness, it scares other people? Could somebody tell me? Out of the mouth of Abe, yes. Well, why do you think, Lady Liv?
Well, say it again.
Why do you think when the black community talk progressiveness, it scares other people?
Some of it because some of them don't want to see you rise higher than them. And if I can keep you down here with me, you know, it'll be all right. But you got to take that road and go on. Because everybody ain't going to ride on the ship with you.
Why?
Why?
Well, I like what you said. No, I'm just saying in general.
Because they don't know no better.
Yeah.
It's a program.
Yeah.
And then if they don't seek nothing positive, they can't do nothing positive.
Why does our progressiveness shake fear in other people? Why?
Because you might get more than they.
But okay.
Jealousy. Envy.
Candy said because people are stupid. Candy, you worded it right.
But Candy, you said the right word.
No, you did good, Lady Lil. You did good because I understand exactly what you were saying. Yeah. And it's sad that other people's progressiveness scares or make others fear. I love all my sisters and brothers, no matter what race you are. If you are being progressive, if you are gaining and being blessed, you deserve it.
Yes.
Go do it. I got a lot of people coming over. My co-host is at the door talking to his friends like we ain't on a show. But you know what? We're going to keep on. Co-host, I'm going to have to put you out. I got to put you out, co-host, because this is a show.
They on the show.
Co-host, how you gonna have a full-blown conversation with people in the streets? You gotta stay. Go get the bike, bring it in the house. And then be quiet, dude. You can't be my... This is your last day at the job. You are fired. Do it, be exactly. Shanita, I love you. Let's move on. I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna leave the Kip Tyner for last. I don't know if you guys seen that. Mr. Aoki Simmons. Let's do Aoki Simmons. Do anybody remember Aoki Simmons? Let me show y'all who she is. Hold on. Let me show y'all who Aoki is so y'all can know. Do y'all know these people right here? Could y'all see? Hold up. Ooh, let me see. Could y'all see?
Oh, that's what's her name?
Uh-huh. That's Russell Simmons and Kamori.
Yeah.
Okay, but check this out. This is their daughter, Aoki Simmons, with her 65-year-old boyfriend. Mommy.
She better go on, girl.
She is 21. But Lady Liv, co-host.
Yeah.
Do I gotta pay you tonight? Because you ain't getting paid. Okay, Lady Liv, everybody, did you see the picture? Her boyfriend is 65.
You know what it reminds me of?
And she is 21. What do you think about that?
You know what it reminds me of? What that girl name? She was real pretty. She married that old man and she died. And then she married a young man and had a baby. What her name was?
Oh.
She was blonde.
Mr. Richardson said gold digger.
Yeah, that's true. But what her name?
Oh, Anna Nicole Smith. Anna Nicole, but mom, Anna Nicole Smith was older.
Older, yeah.
What do you think? That now, this is to the mothers. This is to the mothers because people were challenging the health of her home because her dating a 65-year-old man. So they was challenging, maybe the home wasn't in a great place to where the daughter resorted
to finding
this daddy figure who can take care of her. Because any woman that's that old who dates a man who's rich and that old, it's all about my daddy thing and who gonna take care of me.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but she was having a conversation with her father on an episode, and she specifically told her dad, if you don't take care of me, I'm going to find me a sugar daddy that can take care of me. Mm-hmm. So automatically, a lot of people were saying, right here went right. Why would you, as a 21-year-old, result, you know what I'm saying, to dating a 65-year-old? What are you looking for? Well, protection? A daddy?
Yeah, and she was used survival. To come from money and stuff. And
coming from money?
He probably was, when he left, the money wasn't like it was. And then,
right.
Yeah, I didn't see mama with the mans with the
right.
gold did so.
And then you got to think about it. The mother, Kamari, when she married Russell, I think her deficit was like 21 and he was 40 or 50. Mm-hmm. So I think she's seen a history. And let me tell you about your mamas. Let me tell you about some of your mamas. You guys teach your daughters to do that. I've seen some mothers who teach their daughters how to go after, I'm telling you, how to go after the man with the money or go with the, like, your daughters are watching. So a lot of people from the community, mama was very like, ooh. And you know what? I saw a lot of men who was very disappointed, which bothered me. Because most men I see in the community go after young girls. So I was conflicted.
Always young girls.
Right. So I was conflicted how so many men were also equally upset with what they were seeing from the 65 to the 20-year-old, and but they also do it themselves. It was conflicting. It was very conflicting.
And he probably let her go and do whatever she wanted to do, long as she there with him.
So the question to you, if your daughter who's 21 come into the room and say, I got a 65-year-old boyfriend, would you let her have that?
No.
As 21.
I would tell her no. But if that's what you want to do, but listen to him. You got to clean him. You got to feed him. You got to do all this
stuff.
Take care of him. You got to take care of him. When he get old, is you going to be there?
He's not. But
yeah.
She is.
Why am I co-host so wise? How old are you?
Nah.
Ooh.
He might have something.
You gonna make it.
He might have something.
So you'll tell your daughter no. You gonna make it, son. Let me look at you. You stick around me here. You gonna go follow us. So, you know, once again, out of the babe's mouth, he even find that it's a problem. So once again, I'm sorry, I missed your answer. You would approve it? Would you approve it?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I ask some of my friends now that are older to get married, I ask them, you sure that what you want?
Would you guys approve your 21-year-old daughter going with a 65-year-old man? Would you guys approve it? Tell me what you think. I'm going to move on because we got about 10 minutes. The topics was great. I'm telling you, they're think pieces. It was think pieces tonight. K. Michelle. This is good. K. Michelle, you guys, she said she doesn't like men who cry. She said once they cry, she said she turns into the man. She said she don't like men that cry. She said once she see them cry, automatically she turns into the man. I've never heard that before.
I never heard it like that, no.
I've never heard that before.
You would want a person that has feelings.
Right.
And then what you making them cry for? And right. then you want... If he cried because you done took over the role of the man from the beginning.
So you better say he got feelings for you?
Would you... Okay. Could we not... Could you hold off in this one?
Yeah,
no. And then I pick you up because you got some valid points. But I don't want your mom and them to get me, you know? Okay. So, back to you guys. My co-host over here, he ain't number 9, but he answered every question, right? Who is this child? Hell, he been before. But, Mom, Kate Michelle said, once a man cried in front of her, she no longer respects him. She feel like she the man once her man cried. What is that?
I never heard it either, because everybody wants somebody to love.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you got to cry sometimes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And if she feel like that, she'd be better to stay by herself.
What you guys think? Would you guys allow your... if your man cry in front of you, come on y'all, I need y'all in the chat. If the man cry in front of you, would you no longer respect him? Will he no longer be the or the man in the house?
Men have feelings that shows the human side of a man.
I agree, Mr. Richardson. That's what I said. I said men are still human. Mm-hmm. They should cry. I think you need someone who will show
Jesus
that they
even well.
Okay.
Jesus.
I think a man should cry. At least you can show that he has some kind of feelings for you. Mm-hmm. That he feel that he's hurting you. Candace said men have feelings and should be able to express their emotion. Yeah. What do you think about these new women and the way they feel? Do it sound like women who hate men? Let's be honest. Does it sound like women who hate men? Because think about this. There's a lot of women in this time. They don't like the men. They do not like the men. And it's so bad. I don't know if it comes from hurt or what. But they are not, you know, they're not into the men. And that's weird. I'm scared of that. I'm scared of that. I'm scared because that's a thing now. I don't need a man. Yeah, I don't need a man. And some of the women are so successful, they have built this thing up in them that they don't need a man. So they take on this kind of aggressive, aggressiveness, and they kind of say, I can do it by myself. Like, mm-hmm. that's a thing now.
Right.
And they're very rude and cruel to men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Some men get a... bad end of the stick when it comes to some of the women. And I think it becomes because of their hurt. I think some women have been hurt so.
But don't remember where you came from. You seen how it was then. You probably seen your mom and daddy fussing and fighting.
Right.
Or you didn't have this in. You seen the other men's come in. And that should make you want to do to be better.
I don't know. This generation, Lady Liv, it's crazy. They hate
that's
men.
That's an old coon right there.
Yeah, she'll, you know what? She might like a girl.
Well, you know, right.
And then she may need to come on out and say, I like a girl.
Uh-huh.
I don't want no man because I like a girl. Like, so, you know, because you got to be careful that you bashing the men because you making other people follow your lead with her influence.
Yeah.
And deep inside, she's really into something else. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I got the kids. See, I can't do all that. So she's really into something else, but her influence is saying saying another thing, and it's very powerful that it can be pushing other people into a different space. So mm-hmm. you guys, you girls, who know y'all don't want no man because y'all want something else, quit influencing us girls who want us a man, honey.
Because
mm-hmm. I want me a man. He need to pay bills and treat me like a lady.
Right.
Quit playing. I'm soft.
I'm going to be your queen.
I need me a man. Nah, for real. So I believe that's what a lot of that is. So, you know, what y'all think about it? Come on, Kate Michelle, you got to go on with that. Keep that to yourself. And go on over there and get your girlfriend. Quit playing. Leave a few men alone. They already sensitive. They already sensitive. We need them strong around here. Quit playing. I don't know if you guys, like I said earlier, a lot of entertainer A lot of entertainers, big entertainers, passed away this week. If anybody seen that in the news, O.J. Simpson. No matter what you think about O.J. Simpson, and I know he have made done horrible things to people, but you know, he still was a big time athlete who performed like no one else during his time. Yes. Right? Yes. And even though he
and a movie star,
right? They really made him this big star. You know, Hollywood does that. They take that little thing you got and make you a big old star. So, and then Lady Liv, for some reason, what I was thinking about Hollywood, they find a way to turn you at the end of that. What do you think that's about?
Money.
Right. Think about this, you guys. Listen, money. I'm not trying to say OJ or whoever didn't do nothing. I don't want to offend anybody. But what I've noticed throughout all our favorite artists, at the end of whatever is becoming for them, they turn out to make these people monsters. To your Michael Jackson, your Prince, your Sam Cooks, your you see what I'm saying? All these prominent people, mm-hmm. they have turned at the end, they've turned these people to be monsters. Puff Daddy, right? And it's really scary to even be in the entertainment business, yeah. because the whole time you are being praised, somebody also is under the cover planning for your demise. Don't yes. it seem like it?
Yes.
It's don't it seem
so,
like
it's
it?
It's just so much money you can have because you get the big
hand. Right.
Then you want to try to buy up everything and they are not going to have that.
It just seemed like the bigger, the more they have, but at the end of it, they say, but you remember you was doing this while you was doing that? Mm-hmm. And it's such a bad place to be in. Do you believe that's why when the devil took Jesus up on the mountain and the devil was like, you look, I can give you all of this.
Yeah, but Jesus said what?
Mm-hmm.
It's all
man's. Right. He was like, no. You know, I'm just thinking in the entertainment thing. Yeah. I can give you these mountains, you know, because in you know, and he was like, Chaba, hold up, my co-host got something to say, huh?
He already owned it because
that's
his.
Ooh. Jasmine, y'all doing a good job over here. Mm-hmm. You said Jesus had already owned it, huh? So he ain't needed it because he already owned it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Jasmine and Andrew, y'all doing good over here.
And he didn't even ask you to jump hoops forward. All you got to do is ask him and he will. And you work. Now you got to work a little bit in that boy.
Mr. Richard said Hollywood is built for bank, drugs, and rock and roll. Yes. And it's so crazy. But anyway, O.J. Simpson, I even saw the fashion designer, Cavalier. I don't know if you guys ever seen his shoes. He passed away. Mr. C, if you're from the hip-hop world, Mr. C passed away. I was talking about the DJing area. I was hoping that DJ Microwave will come in. Hey, guys. But I didn't know. But I was going to talk about the DJ era. Mr. C was one of the prominent. Did I talk about this already? Did I talk about this?
I think so.
Oh, okay. But anyway, he was a prominent DJ. And to me, you know, that's not even a career. They're going to make that not to be a career. When being a DJ is a big part of a party. He could control the party. He can turn it up. He could turn it down. So that could be a career.
A DJ know how to read the room.
A DJ know how to read the room.
Just like a preacher. Right. And he can give you what you want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. My co-host said, oh, what you need? So, man, thank y'all so much for tuning in to the show tonight. Let me see, is that all we got? Yeah. So we had a lot of think pieces tonight. Because sometimes you have to hit these topics. It's in our community. Oh, we have one more topic. This is for the city. Because I did say I was going to talk about a local topic. Kip Tyner.
Yeah.
One of the city council. Be honest with you, I think he's my favorite city councilman. Mm-hmm. I've been knowing Kip Tyner since I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. You know, I was this big thing in the city. You know, I used to dance. And my group was Latil and the Lady Five, me and a lot of more important women. Since kids, we was dancing. Kip Tyner would put on the most prolific talent shows, right? For the youth in this community where we would go. And we would dance, and sometimes we would win. And I think one time we lost and we cried because we knew we was the baddest little black girls dancing. Yes, with a little girl who was a ballerina and umbrella. But you know, we didn't understand how politics was going at that time. But you know what? It kept us busy in this community. So shout out to Kip Tyler. But this is what I wanted to talk about. Epic, right? Mr. Richards is epic. But I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you guys from the city saw him in the news this week. He was so upset and hurt by the violence in the community. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he said it was up to 6 murders this month. And he was kind of hurt. He even expressed himself as saying, why? What is going on with the culture? I just think, I don't think, do you think it's an answer? Do you guys think it's an answer for the violence in our community? What do you guys think? Let me see what my co-host, hold up. Let's see what the baby say. Do you feel like it's an answer for the violence in the community? What do you think it is?
I feel like it's bad to kill people. Then when you already killed them, they gonna find the blueprints of the bullets who killed them or the stuff had killed them. Then they gonna find the blueprints. They gonna track you down because someone had killed them.
Well, do you think it's a solution?
No. Cause it's bad.
Okay, Lady Lil, do you think it's a solution to the killings in the community? Is it a solution?
It's not really. It's gonna have to unfold on its own. It ain't nothing we can do because it's done got too far out of hand.
Yeah.
And then society and all plays a big part in it too.
Right. I like that you said that because
I'm saying political. Yeah,
but see, and I like that you said that because that was my thing. I felt like society, political, music, movies, and just the time we in, it plays a lot in the current state of the people in the world today.
Yeah. And it's not, this is not the first. This has happened years and years and years before.
Yeah.
It's like a round circle. It's back and forth. And I know you hear me say it all the time, and I can't help but saying something about the Bible. He gone... separate the tarot from the wheat.
Candace said it's ultimately a spiritual problem. People don't know God and they don't respect human life. Yes. I like that. I like that. Right. That is a good one. Right, Junior?
Yep.
That is a good one. I really like that. I believe that too. That was one of my answers too. It's a spiritual thing. Okay. Junior said he got one more. What you said?
So one time I watched this movie and it was about violence. So the person the lady had wanted to leave him because she had all black marks on her face because it was about the man, and then the man threatened her if she go, then she left anyways.
Oh.
And then he killed her, found her,
He was going to, but he didn't get to.
Okay.
Mr. Richards said, if people start speaking up and telling what they know, it will calm down. That'll never happen. Because of the fear or just the protection. You know, we in this community,
In the times.
You know, we love each other. We don't want to hurt each other. And that have always been the thing. I don't know what that is. I think a lot what we could do to talk to each other. When you see your friend maybe losing it, hey, talk about the ledge. But you have to be that friend who's healthy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got to be a healthy friend to talk that into a friend. You can't be somebody who got the same mindset as the person that's crazy.
Right.
You got to be a healthy person when you see a friend that may be going off the edge and be like, hey, chill. You know, or you can't help it. They're going to go off the ledge. But anyway, I wanted to talk about that because that is our community. And a lot of people have lost their life in the past couple of weeks. I know y'all seeing it on the news. You can't miss it. And some people are staying next door to these issues. I think I said that. Did I say that? Okay. So check on your friends. Should we go back to them?
Yeah.
Check on your friends.
Yeah.
Tell people to chill. Because you know what scares me? When people do not chill, stop, then the laws will come in and they'll buckle down on you. I don't know if y'all pay attention to it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The 3-strike law.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of you guys really remember how it happened.
They took it out, but it's
no. I don't think you guys remember how the three strike law happened. Joe Biden, he was one of the creators of the 90s,
long time ago,
the 94-97 law.
Yep.
And he said the reason why he did that, go back and listen to his speech, he said because the community was complaining about the murders and the robberies and the this and the that. So he, as a lawmaker, Camille, I'm telling y'all something, made a drastic move to put laws in to buckle down on the people. That's just like the laws in New York when the people was stopping and frisking. Ooh, this is good. Listen to me. Listen to me. So when you're killing, think about this as you're killing. The people, when he did the stop and frisk in New York, they said the community was so scared of people robbing them, mm-hmm, that it gave law, way to law, to stop somebody who just looked like they're gonna be a problem, yep, because of the danger of what the community was doing. Mm-hmm. So this is something to the community. Pay attention to you, because whatever you do, they will form these laws to buckle you down. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, we don't need that stop and frisk stuff no more. We don't need those laws anymore. We need to learn how to control ourselves.
Not to kill,
right?
People. That's right.
Yes. So that's something you need to work on. Once again, what my word of the day was: internal issues. That's stuff together. All right. I think I'm over my time. I'm 8:01. Thank you, everybody. You want to say good night to everybody? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. My co-host, he gonna come and say goodbye. Hold on. Mr. Richardson, Candy, Makisha, everybody I saw in the chat, thank you so much. Come on over and tell everybody.
Good night.
Good night. That's all you want to say?
And thank you for joining.
So would you come back and be my co-host sometimes, mm-hmm, when my other co-hosts don't show up? Mm-hmm. You gonna come and hang out with me? Yeah, I need you. Me and you might need to do a podcast together. Yeah, give me some. Bye, you guys. Y'all have a good night. I love you. Think about it. Bye.
Oh, you know my rich and them doing their thing on 35th day. It's a small hood and it's all wood, so let me get that number. Yeah, all right. Hit you on the track later on, see what's up. Talking to shorty made me wanna do something nice. Looking at that made me wanna do something tonight.